Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're coming to you live from the Multifamily Conference in Toronto. There were a number of great speakers at the conference, but I want to focus on one speaker in particular. Our North American culture can be celebrity-obsessed, and I don't buy into that. However, I believe that success leaves clues, and that success is rarely accidental. One speaker in particular was Alex Rodriguez. He's known as a baseball player, first for the Seattle Mariners, then the Texas Rangers, and finally the New York Yankees. He played a total of 22 seasons in Major League Baseball, an industry in which the average tenure is 5.5 years. Most recently, he's known as one of the newest sharks on the TV show Shark Tank. Naturally, most people believe he made his money in baseball, and there's no doubt that baseball helped. But baseball did not come close to affording the growth that Alex has experienced. I'm here today to talk about none of that celebrity stuff that most people focus on. Alex Rodriguez is a real estate investor. He started, like all of us, with a small single-family rental, some duplexes, triplexes, eventually moved up some small multifamily buildings, 10 units, 12 units, and so on. He started investing early during his baseball career. In the early days, his baseball salary sometimes used to cover the negative cash flow in his real estate portfolio, and there were many times when he was at risk of running out of cash. Well, today, the A-Rod Companies has a portfolio of over 20,000 units. He's not known publicly as a real estate investor, but he's a real estate investor at a very high level. A portfolio of that size is operating at an institutional level. And here are some of the takeaways from Alex Rodriguez's talk. He's been investing in real estate for 22 years. Somewhere in that 22-year journey, he reached a tipping point. It's one of those things that looks like a 20-year overnight success story, but it's not. It's a slow and steady organic growth process. He continues to grow the A-Rod Companies by having hired A-players. And he's had the good fortune of developing friendships with some amazing mentors like Warren Buffett, who have counseled him to hire only A-players. A players tend to hire other A players. B players tend to hire C players, which eventually will poison an organization. He's better off maintaining a smaller organization of higher quality people than having a larger organization of mediocre players. Now, while A-Rod had an impressive 696 home runs in his 22-year major league career, he also holds the title of having the fifth most number of strikeouts in the history of Major League Baseball. And he focused instead on that statistic. It was that fact that trained Alex to approach the plate with a clear head each and every time he went at bat. And it didn't matter that if he had just struck out, or maybe even struck out twice or three times. It was this quality that meant he would simply never quit. He was unaffected by setbacks and failures along the way, and it was that training through striking out of the plate so many times that he believes has actually made him successful at business. And in his experience, most people cannot handle the emotional pain of failure, and they quit far too early. He's tried to bring some other professional athletes into real estate investing, only to see them quit after a short period when they discover that it's difficult. So when Alex Rodriguez is hiring people into the organization, he always looks for people that have emotional stability in the face of adversity. It's the one thing he looks for that he considers to be a superpower in business. Today, he hires professional managers. Many of them have MBA degrees. But overall, in the interview process, the hiring establishes the assessment of emotional stability and grit as a key attribute that they look for. The A-Rod Corp has more than 30 separate ventures spanning professional sports teams, venture capital, private equity. And the real estate business today has amassed over $1 billion in assets and developed more than 15 million square feet of new construction. When I look at the makeup of the organization, I see seasoned veterans in key roles. It's also clear that A-Rod is not just playing with his own funds. Most would assume that at his level, he doesn't need investors. Well, he also brings investors into his deals, whether it's a single-family office or through a syndication. He continues to operate with the leverage of other people's capital in addition to his own. I'm not at all starstruck by Alex Rodriguez. I'm impressed with the consistency and the discipline that he portrays throughout the breadth of his business ventures. And that consistency is only possible through attracting the best talent. When I look at our own organization, I see many of the same ingredients, but I also see gaps, and I want to close those gaps. Actually, let me state that differently. I don't see the improvements as a want. I see them as a business imperative. It's not an imperative in the sense that if we don't do it, the business will die or anything like that. But rather than settle for a lower standard, I see the path as one where our culture of continuous improvement doesn't settle for B players, even in roles that are not a linchpin to the organization. Oftentimes, a keynote speaker shows up at a conference and delivers an entertaining talk. And we certainly saw that at this conference as well. But Alex Rodriguez delivered so much more. The key takeaways were the character traits that make for building a sustainable organization that can navigate the twists and turns that represent the world of business today. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.